Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, February 19th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Cruise ship passengers who tested negative for the coronavirus have begun to leave the Diamond Princess docked in Japan, following the end of a two-week quarantine. The virus has infected hundreds on the ship, making it the largest known cluster outside China. The epidemic has sharply restricted Chinese travel, with dozens of airlines suspending China service. Michael Bloomberg's campaign said that if he is elected president, he would sell his financial data and media company, which analysts have valued at as much as $60 billion. He will participate in his first Democratic presidential debate tonight in Las Vegas. Senator Bernie Sanders leads a new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll. It shows Bloomberg essentially in a four-way tie for second, with Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Pete Buttigieg. And President Trump has pardoned Michael Milken, once known as the junk bond king, who spent almost 2 years in prison for violating securities laws. Trump also commuted the 14-year corruption sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Among others, he pardoned former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick and former San Francisco 49ers owner Edward J. DiBartolo Jr. For more details, please head to our website, wsj.com, or the WSJ app.